The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. I'll wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine.
Francis Albert, the best is yet to come, baby.
You better believe that. You know that's going to happen.
Thanks for being here. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you on AM 970, The Answer. It is 6:06 on the show with Frank and Al and Debbie, and we are here for you, and we are going to get through this. And I'm telling you, we're getting, by the grace of God, it's going to slow down. The virus is going to slow down, and we're just going to move forward. And before you know it, we're going to be out and about. New Jersey opened up a little bit. They squeaked the opening. We have Al's take on that momentarily, because I'm not sure what... they opened it up and said, oh, now you can do drive-in things. And it's, a lot of that is already happening. So people are frustrated, and we will be out there. But you know what? Better safe than sorry, especially in the epicenter of New York and in, Essex County, Bergen County, in the state of New Jersey. And if you're listening outside, we got hit so bad in New York by this. You know, were there missteps along the way by politicians? Sure. I mean, this thing came at us. And between you and I and our intimate hour here, as I talk, I'm convinced now more than ever, this was, as Gordon Chang, the brilliant Gordon Chang said, it was a concerted takedown out of China. You know what? I think it by accident got out of that Wuhan Institute of Virology, the one that we gave $3.7 million to. Hello. And then they tinkered a little bit with this bat virus. I don't know, man. And then it gets out. And President Xi just went, let it go. And then he spread it around the world. I'm telling you. And I think the end game was to stop President Trump. Don't get me started on this, because it doesn't just happen like this. But fact is, we're going to beat this. But it is so egregious how we do this. And I cannot emphasize enough on this radio show, as we have done, to decouple from China now. With all the money that we're spending, they should pay for every single dime of it. Every single dime of it. And it was nice to see the president say yesterday that what he got in the tariffs, the $250 billion, it just pales in comparison at the pain caused by this virus, lives lost by this virus, you know? And again, the missteps made by putting people with COVID-19 into the nursing homes. What a heartbreak, right? And you figure if the folks are older, you can't just discount that, because they probably made it, what, they have 10 years maybe more of their lives that they could have spent with the families. And then mistakes were made. But I'm of the belief, let's stop blaming each other. Let's go after China. Bring it back home now. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make America even stronger and better and bring the manufacturing back. Come on. Make the drugs here. Decouple from China completely. And then, because you know what? This is, I was thinking about this, and we'll get to the Flint stuff, please, please. But it's what's, and you know, there's going to be a vaccine. Now there's a race for the vaccine. Now the Chinese are hacking our laboratories to see, to steal our vaccine. Did you know, hear that? And this is from the intel community. This isn't like a made up rumor. The Chinese, the communists, are now checking out and hacking into our medical facilities to see if they could steal the, would you, I had this question for you this morning. Would you take a vaccine invented by the Chinese? Would you put that in your body? I don't think so. You know, where was this made? Wuhan. You want the vaccine from Wuhan? Yeah, I'll take that vaccine. Are you kidding me? What are they putting in it? You know what I mean? And they'll put it. You know, the people say they're going to put microchips. Bill Gates is going to put microchips in the vaccine. I love that. I love that one. That's great. Not a bad idea. No, I'm kidding. But if it comes from China, are you going to trust China at all? If they, we came up with the vaccine. We're the Chinese. We're going to save the world. And you and I are going to go, not so much. I'll wait till America comes up with it. Or Britain, or Germany, or France. You know what I'm saying? Or Israel. Come on. You know what I'm saying. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. This General Flint thing, I'm at the Cleveland Convention, 2016 back there, and I wanted to go just to observe it. I was at the Democratic Convention as well that year, but I just wanted to go and be a fly in the wall. Me and Frankie Five Boroughs went out to Cleveland. And then they have these little areas of the convention that are kind of, they've curtained off, as it were. You know, they have the little curtain. They build this little thing so you don't know who's behind the curtain. And I was fortunate enough, just by people that we knew at Salem Media, to go behind the curtain. And who shows up? General Michael Flynn. And he's with his son. We hit it off. We talked for a while. We talked about military. We just talked, and he was just a nice man, and he emanated, for me, the respect that he deserves for putting 30 years into the United States military as a three, and ends up as a 3-star general. What happened to him is just, me and Frankie, we tried to make this as plain speak as we can. But so forgive me. I don't want to get into the weeds because it gets crazy. But the fact is, if the president is going to pick General Flynn before he's elected between November and January in 2016 into 2017, and he's going to pick as the National Intelligence Security guy, that General Flynn's going to be, right? He's going to get him for the NSI. So now, President Obama, and correct me if I'm wrong, President Obama knows that General Flynn, because he got fired by President Obama, General Flynn did, is going to totally annihilate the intel community because General Flynn knows all about it. And now he's going to be the head of the intel community in many ways, right next to the president. And now President Obama is nervous. So now they go after General Flynn. And President Obama says to President-elect Trump, saying, watch out for General Flynn. You know, and North Korea. I mean, look at that, huh? Watch out for Kim Jong-un and General Flynn. Really? So the president sees a red flag. He brings Flynn in, and Flynn is going to disrupt the intel community. So now they really want to get to Flynn, and they want to destroy him. So then they unmask him, it's revealing his name. And the list of people that unmasked him includes Joe Biden, who's running for president. Unmasking. Now, this is the question I have. Is it illegal for what President Obama did? Go after a guy. I'm sure it happens every administration and every transition. It's very curious, though, isn't it? Why was President Obama so obsessed with this? See? So now they unmask him. The crime is this, and correct me if I'm wrong. The crime is, once, if you reveal that unmasking outside of your circle, because I think it's not illegal that everybody knew about it. Brennan, Clapper, you know, the CIA and the intel mafia, the deep state, the dirty deep state, James Comey, all these people, that all they want is power and control. That's all they want. And please delineate that from the rank and file of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The brilliant, the stellar men and women of the FBI who put their lives on the line. I so respect them. I meet them. I've seen them. I've seen the special agents in charge from field offices all around the country. I don't like when people just go, oh, the FBI is dirty. No, it's not. There were two or three people that just got power hungry. Now, the crime is this. And forgive me for getting into this early in the morning, but it's all over the news, and I got to break it down. The crime is if you take that unmasked name, you know that identity, and then you give it, as what happened, to the Washington Post and the New York Times. Who did that? Who did that? Now, was it Joe Biden? Because if you look at Joe Biden writing memos right up until Inauguration Day for President-elect Trump, it looks like it could have been Joe Biden. This is a novel. This is like a movie. You can't make this up. And for them to, but what really irritates me and hurts me, and I gotta talk to you like, you know, you're a family member, you know, and you are with the radio family here. They ruined this guy's life. They took it. You know how many people went down? And then cut to, please, the Mueller probe. How close Mueller was to President Obama. How close James Comey was to President Obama. They went after. It was all to take down President Trump. Because President Trump was indeed going to drain the swamp. And they didn't want their job, their pension and welfare, their little assistance, all their lifestyle, their power, their control. They didn't want that taken away. And President Trump said, hey, man, I'm going in for the people. And you know, whether you like President Trump or not, he was there so out of the loop, so out of the swamp. And that scared the powers that be in Washington. And then they start the Mueller probe. Don't forget about that. 3.5 years. And then what's really irritating is the press isn't saying anything about it. It's Fox News. I'm watching Fox News, and I have to watch Fox News. And listen, you know, I like the people at Fox News are great. They're just warm in the front. Even the people that work there. I did America's Newsroom yesterday with Sandra Smith. You know, Ed Henry, Sandra Smith, just doing a great job, 9 to noon every day on Fox News. And they called, Joe, could you jump in? We're back. We wanted to have some fun. And we talked about the airlines, and are you going to go on a plane? And I bought my Lysol spray and my rubber gloves and my mask on for Sandra Smith. I said, hey, listen, get rid of that middle seat. I'm fine because I'm a germaphobe anyway. And the people that called, by the way, I did it online. You know, we had to Skype it. So I got it all set up in my office at home, and I put it all together. The people you talk to at Fox News, I said, oh, to a person, to a gal, to a guy, they're just so nice like that. So now I got to watch Fox News to get the full story. Why isn't this should be a headline story that the unmasking could be Joe Biden? It's like a thriller, is it not? Am I missing something here? And what if Joe Biden, whoever it was, somebody gave the identity of a military veteran for 30 years in General Flynn to the Washington Post and to the New York Times? And if you follow the timeline, and I don't want to bore you with it, but if you follow the timeline, it looks like it was Joe Biden. Am I wrong? Oh, my gosh. And the press, none of the press, think of what we had to put up with for 3.5 years of the Mueller situation. And then, like, that wasn't enough. Then they go to the Ukraine phone call. And and all it was in the news every day. We are at such a point now, I am so disgusted with the unobjective approach of the mainstream media. You know, and again, I'm just trying to be objective as I can here. But I've never seen such an egregious assault of everything good about journalism than I have these days. The gotcha questions, you know, the way, and then when something breaks, like General Flynn, they don't cover it. They don't cover it. And then, because I'm talking like I'm talking now, saying, well, you know, why don't we look at that? Why isn't the press covering about the unmasking? And is it Joe Biden? That's something. The vice president is kind of, quote unquote, spying, or Clapper or Brennan, you know, or if there's Comey or quote unquote, leaking information, which we know for a fact happened. Shouldn't that concern every? This is a big story. None of the press touched it. And I'm just putting it forth this morning because it is a big story. And I'm telling you, and now because I put it forth like that, you know what they're going to say? Ah, Piscopo's pro-Trump. Ah, he's a Trump guy. You're a Trump guy. No, I'm an American. I'm a patriot, and I'm an American. And I want to go after the Chinese. Yeah, the Chinese. China. I want to go after the communists in China for what they did to us. I want every cent back. I want the president, as an American citizen, frustrated that I can't see my mother on Mother's Day. I want to see the president invoke the Defense Production Act and demand that the pharmaceuticals make their drugs in America. Demand that if you're an American company and you're General Motors and you got to make 75% of what you're making in the United States of America. We'll give you tax breaks you will never get anywhere else. They go to the other country, Nike. When Nike finally coming to Arizona, they use slave labor. They use these people. We have no idea what they do. And in China, it's like I don't want to say concentration camp, but it kind of is the way they work with workers over there. That's why there's mass suicides. The people that make the iPhone and that make the sneakers in China. It's a horrible situation. Now is the time to take it back. And I'm glad that we at least have these airways to chat. You and I are able to chat now to get to the heart of the matter. You know what I mean? Because this is a big story. And you can watch Fox News, you watch Fox and Friends this morning as you listen to AM 970 The Answer, and we'll deal with you straight. You know, but apparently not the rest of the media. It's a big, big story, and we'll get into it today. Joe on the radio, Brigitte Gabriel is with us. Boy, you don't want to miss Brigitte. She's with us. And we'll be talking about the General Flynn case with Brigitte Gabriel as well. And Brian Kilmeade on the show from Fox and Friends. Look at him. He's going to take a right after Fox and Friends before his radio show, probably in the middle of his radio show. He'll give us a call. And Debbie Duhame is out there 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Joe. Hope you are, too. And we're going to take a ride out to the LIE. Good morning, everybody. The LIE heading westbound right at the Van Wyck. It's a disabled tractor trailer on the way, so the right lane is blocked here. LIE West right into the Van Wyck. We're seeing volume, Joe, on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. They just cleared up some overnight construction at the Battery Tunnel. It's kind of busy on the Harlem River Drive south, getting down through the 130s, so watch out for some stop-and-go traffic over there. And taking it over to the Garden State Parkway North at 145, two lanes remain blocked with that ongoing construction project on the New Jersey Turnpike North. 8A all the way up to 14 have construction in the truck lanes going on till about noon today. And also Paramus Road, we're seeing volume by Bergen Community College with the coronavirus testing site over there and that opening shortly. Mostly sunny today, high of 66, some showers tomorrow morning, then clearing, high tomorrow, 85 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at Marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday morning at 9.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I love my Boomer Naturals masks. You got to get the Boomer Naturals mask. Best mask I've ever had. And me, I am a hypochondriac and I worry about everything. So when I was on Fox yesterday, And Sandra starts talking to me about going on the airplane, which just makes me, because I'm a germaphobe, man. I said, I'll put my gloves on, but I welcome the chance. Look, I could go to an airplane with a mask on and not be questioned, right? So I had next to me, and I on national television, I said, Sandra, I'm ready to go, and I held up my mask like that. See, and you know you can hear me talking. You know how you can hear me talking? You know why? This is a Boomer Naturals mask that I have on. It's not like the press conferences.
Mr. President, I have a question.
What?
I got a question, Mr. President.
No, you got to try the Boomer Naturals mask. It's highly recommended. I love that it has the bacteria prevention from this mask is 92.2%. It's incredible. Listen, take it from me. I know what I'm talking about when I tell you about how to keep yourself safe, okay? It's a highly recommended covering, and it's the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults, and then it is so cute. You got to see the sizes for children. You got little kids. You got to go to BoomerNaturals.com, all right? Very comfortable. Again, easy to breathe and speak, and it's made for breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. And now these face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use, right? Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. You see what they're cost online? You look at the mask. You see, right? You can get masks now for the whole family. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. I love telling you things that are good for you and that can protect you, you know? I love you being part of this family here on the radio. So we want you to go, if you would, to BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code Joe20. Use code Joe20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more, okay? That's BoomerNaturals.com, code Joe20, and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com, and that's your source for in-stock face covers.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Your magic hands, your loving eyes, your kiss on the lips, make my heart realize I'm in love, and I know it's true. For the
who would inform or irresistible. You know who that is, right? Robert Walden Cassotto. From the Bronx, New York. Bobby Darin. He would have been 84, Albert, you said? Albert?
That is 84. Correct.
Oh, Lord, you see
and
that,
I did
Frankie?
The math
good morning.
Beforehand, so
good morning,
I didn't get it
Frank.
Right.
Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Doing great.
You did the math before. You know what? Yeah. I got to tell you, 84, you're still on stage at 84, man. He would have been able to play in. He would have been 84, and he could have still been on stage, man. And, right. And I'm telling you, it's like. What was it, Frank? He was a heart thing that he died very young,
heart,
like 37, I believe.
Surgery.
Yeah, he was not expected to live past childhood, honestly.
Right,
he had
exactly,
a lifelong
exactly.
heart condition.
Oh, what a great talent. Bobby Darin, the great Bobby Darin, the late great Bobby Darin. It was great when I met Paul Anka. Listen to me. And Paul Anka started telling me he used to hang around with Bobby Darin from the Bronx. That's a great generation of music. And then did you see, by the way, guys, the picture, which I just happened to find on Getty Images online, me as Ed Sullivan and Stevie Wonder. As
saw
Stevie Wonder,
is
that the wildest thing?
Good
and job. I because my Michael now my son Michael, it just he you know when he appreciates Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and he appreciates all of that. He's totally enamored with Stevie Wonder. So now I sent the picture to my kid of me with Stevie on Saturday Night Live, and not Eddie as Stevie. This is the real Stevie Wonder who hosted the show. And apparently, I don't even remember. I did a sketch as Ed. Not a bad Ed Sullivan, Frank. You got to admit, huh?
Oh no, like I think you do a very good Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, and so we did the whole thing with the shoulders and everything with respect to Will Jordan. Hey, there's a reference, huh? Anybody get that reference? He was the guy that originally did Ed Sullivan on Ed Sullivan, and it was great to be with Stevie. It's Stevie's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to Stevie Wonder. So a chance to work with some great talent. Would have loved to work with Bobby Darin. Hey, this too, guys, and I know we have a ton of news. I'm telling you, Frank and I talk about this all the time. So
I don't have the cleaning people coming out to the house, and I'm trying to take care of everything myself. And I am Mr. Joseph. I'm a good interior decorator, and I could clean the house pretty good. Not like the cleaning folks can, but the every time I buy a vacuum cleaner that's made in China, I swear to God, forgive me for saying that, but everything that's made in China doesn't work, except for the, nothing lasts except for COVID-19. So I can't get this vacuum cleaner. It's like 3 weeks it broke down. And then you can't get the parts, and then you can't. What do you send it back? And there's a reason why it's inexpensive. So now I'm to myself. I didn't even say anything out loud unless I'm talking to myself in the house. Mm. I don't have a vacuum cleaner, and the dog hair's all over. So I try to use the vacuum cleaner that we have, and the cleaning people won't even use my vacuum cleaner because it doesn't work because it's made in China, and nothing in China works. I'm telling you right now. So I go, oh, now I'm talking about. What do you think pops up, Frank, on my Instagram? Is mm-hmm. this vacuum Dyson vacuum cleaner. Mm-hmm. How do they know this? Is it telepathy? Is it? Mm-hmm. Come on now.
They know where you are.
How many times
they know where
you
are, the FBI huh? doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm telling mm-hmm. you. What do you think, Frank? Is this amazing or what?
Well, to me, it's...
Dyson deals, huh? Wow, $600 for this vacuum? No, I don't think I'll be buying that one. What are you kidding me?
Don't you have a vacuum repair
Dyson
shop by
torque
you with
drive.
The veterans?
It's the torque drive.
Don't you have those veterans that repair vacuum cleaners by you?
GemVac. Those are the GemVac veterans. Yeah, yeah. That's a great idea, you know. I don't know
if they're an essential business, because in New Jersey, we don't know what an essential business is,
you know,
what a non-essential business
is. True. It's so funny because, you know, I have that plug-in. I had the plug-in vacuum cleaner. It doesn't work. You know, with the essential vac, doesn't work. And I had those guys at GemVac come over, and they helped out. So I've had it. So I'm just wondering if that happens.
Did you empty out the canister or whatever that had stuff in it?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, probably. I would do that with gloves on and a mask on and my Boomer Naturals mask on. I really would. Hey, Joe on the radio. So anyway, it's all good. It's 6:30, and I have to go to a couple phone calls because you're kind enough to call this early in the morning. And Charlie Finch, Professor Finch, always with wisdom, calling in this morning. Good morning, Charlie. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Bobby Darin, Joe, married to America's sweetheart, the beautiful Sandra D. Quick points on the unmaskings. One, John Brennan probably engineered all 16 separate official requests. We know this because UN Ambassador Samantha Power said she had no idea where her unusual number of 250 unmasking requests came from. First of all, he wanted to cover his tracks while he leaked to the great David Ignatius at the Washington Post. And secondly, he wanted to bring everybody in on this before the big January 5 meeting to bring down Flynn. Secondly, Joe, who are the cooperating witnesses with the Durham investigation and the presumed secret grand jury? We know that Lisa Page, a woman scorned, has turned on her ex-lover Peter Stroke and has been singing. I would argue that both Bruce Orr and his wife Nellie Orr, respectively the Justice Department and Fusion GPS, who were involved in the request early on in 2016 to Michael Hayden when Fusion GPS was trying to unmask everybody, and Hayden, the head of National Intelligence, blocked that. I think they are singing. Thirdly, we know, Joe, from the new information that the Steele dossier was a complete creation of the Hillary campaign and Fusion GPS, and that there was no Russian interference. Finally, Joe, a general point on the deep state, which is likely Borg continuum in Star Trek. They defend the national security of the nation. There are 30,000 intelligence officers in groupthink. Look who they've brought down. General Petraeus, General Cartwright, who had to be pardoned by President Obama, former CIA Director John Deutsch, who was put under house arrest, Sandy Berger, the Clinton National Security Advisor, who tried to smuggle stuff in his clothes out of the National Archives. Senator Schumer is right. The deep state must not be underestimated, regrettably, and in my view, the chances of justice are still very slim. So sorry to be a bummer about that, but I think we have to be realistic, onward and forward.
Charlie, well done. Breaking it down beautifully. Thank you so much. It's just scary. I just want to know what's happening with this big Flynn news happening now. What was illegal? What wasn't illegal? And Frankie Five Boroughs, was it illegal? Is it illegal to unmask. It's inappropriate. It's wrong.
Well,
it's
may be
everything
inappropriate.
We stand for.
Well,
if you unmask to the press and you leak it outside of that circle, that Clapper, Brennan, Comey circle, and Joe Biden circle, if you leak it outside that to the Washington Post, that's a federal crime, up to 10 years in prison you can get. But the fact what they did, what President Obama did, they always said they're going to get President Obama for treason. They're going to get President Obama for this. What he had the right to go after Flynn and unmask him like that. Is that indeed a crime, Frankie Fibros? I don't know that for a fact.
No. I mean, the president's the top law enforcement official in the country. He can, you know, determine, you know, and again, these 23 officials that sought to have General Flynn unmasked, it's not as if you can just, you know, shrug your shoulders and say we want them unmasked. You have to provide a rationale for the unmasking. Now, we don't know, based on the documents that Richard Grenell unveiled this week, what mm-hmm. the rationale they provided for the unmasking is. But, yeah, the broader concern from a criminal point of view is potentially leaking classified information to the press. That is potentially a felony, and it's a felony that the Obama and Bush administrations had no problem prosecuting people for. So it'll be interesting to see how Bill Barr's Justice Department looks after this. The more shocking element to me in this case is what we're seeing in Judge Sullivan's courtroom right now,
where we have the DOJ
seeking to drop the charges against General Flynn. And then you have General Flynn's defense attorney obviously saying, yeah, of course we want the charges dropped. And yet Judge Sullivan is saying, well, wait a minute. We're not sure if we're going to drop the charges yet. We're going to, one, open this up to any third party in the world to submit paperwork to the court about whether we should drop these charges or not. Well, that's pretty alarming, and we've never really seen that in many criminal cases. Now, on top of that, he's bringing in this former judge, Judge Gleason, who we in New York know well because he was the prosecutor in the Gotti case. He's bringing in Judge Gleason to argue against the DOJ's position. This is almost unprecedented, where you have two sides in agreement.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we want the same result, and the court says no. And then on top of that, Judge Sullivan is apparently looking into whether or not General Flynn committed perjury by pleading guilty to crimes that he wasn't guilty of. So, I mean, it seems like Judge Sullivan, for whatever reason, has quite an axe to grind against General Flynn. And this, once the DOJ decides they no longer want to prosecute, it should be an open and shut case. But at least according to Judge Sullivan, it's not.
Yep. Can you impeach Judge Sullivan, by the way, Frank? Are
well,
we able to
I
do
can't,
that?
But Congress can, yes.
Yes, you can. You could do everything, Frank. But Congress could, well, you're not going to get it. It's interesting to see because it is. It looks so wrong. Flynn, this guy, Judge Sullivan, by the way, was appointed by President Clinton and so just going up against everything that
He was also appointed by President Reagan and President Bush to other courts.
You got to be reappointed?
Well, he got appointed to a different court by President Clinton, but he was appointed to D.C. courts by both Reagan and Bush. But Judge Sullivan, and this is why when you spoke with Sidney Powell long before she represented.
How about that? Yeah,
General,
thank you for that.
General Flynn.
Yeah.
She said she was so surprised by Judge Sullivan's conduct because he has really been heroic throughout his career in terms of clearing wrongfully convicted people. You know, the Enron persecutions that were put, you know, Andrew Weissman and this whole gang from the Mueller team that wrongfully pursued all these Enron people. Judge Sullivan cleared their name. Ted Stevens, who was hunted literally almost until the day he died and wrongfully prosecuted, Judge Sullivan cleared his name. So that's why it's so uncharacteristic of what we've seen of Judge Sullivan's career, how he's behaving in this case.
Yeah, thank you, Frankie Fibros. What a wild time. In the middle of this whole pandemic, this is going to be breaking, right? Hey, Joe on the radio, 637 right now. I see the phone calls. If you could hold right there, I will go there, 877-970-2999. I know this. We will get through it. You and I will prevail. We got this. It's craziness happening. And unfortunately, despite what goes on in Washington, D.C., so help me God, you and I, we're going to get through this. 638, a Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
50 degrees at 638. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Port Authority is asking the feds for a bailout saying the coronavirus has destroyed their finances. They have sent a letter to the New York and New Jersey congressional delegations saying they have continued to run the PATH trains, the airports and bridges and tunnels with almost no revenue coming in. Chairman Kevin O'Toole says airport traffic is down 91%, PATH ridership is off by 95%, and tunnel and bridge traffic is off by 50%. He says the huge loss of tolls and fares means they could lose close to $3 billion over the next 24 months. The Port Authority got just $450 million from the March federal stimulus bill. New Jersey reporting 7 more cases of inflammatory COVID-19 conditions in children in the state, and bringing the number to 18. The condition in children under the age of 18 resembles Kawasaki disease and toxic shock syndrome. Meantime, Governor Murphy said 197 New Jerseyans passed away in the latest daily numbers released on coronavirus cases, bringing the statewide total to over 5,000. More than half of the reported fatalities come from nursing homes or long-term assisted living facilities. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Starting off on the Island LIE eastbound out past Horse Block Road, a car went right off the LIE down into a ditch. So watch for some ongoing emergency activity as you head right through that stretch. We're seeing volume on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. At the Battery Tunnel, Brooklyn bound, it's an accident. All lanes closed here at the Battery Tunnel into Brooklyn. A lot of emergency activity. Deegan southbound slowing down into the Cross Bronx. That's a construction project going on through tomorrow. And on the FDR Drive southbound in the 40s, an accident in the right lane. Also taking a ride over to the Van Wyck northbound, getting right into Kew Gardens. Accident on the ramp to the westbound side of the Grand Central Parkway. Checking in on the forecast. Sunny today, high of 66. Tomorrow morning showers, then clearing. High tomorrow, 85. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Thursday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer. Answer at 11.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radio surgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radio surgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Calamine and Company Real Estate. That's the best agency for you. Did you call yet? Did you call Lewis, please? Great guy. We call Lewis Calamine. You're at home. What am I going to do about my house? You want to change your life. You want to better your life. Move to a nicer house. You want to downsize a little bit. Here's the number for Calamine & Company Real Estate. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. You know, offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. But right now, you want to call. They're there for you. I'm just saying. 718-998-1100. I had a great chat with Lewis the other day. Do I sell my house? Do I not sell my house? What do I do about it? I'm not sure. I'm trying to fix it up a little bit. Because one day, you just want to just... I'll live in a hotel, for crying out loud. But Lewis Calamine would tell me what I can get for my house, what I can't get for my house. They have a 100% success rate. 100% success rate. No other broker can say that. You know, they'll be with you every step of the way at Calamine. They're a true full-service company. And whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, you can count on Calamine and Company Real Estate. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executives, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court, you know. So check out Calamine and Company. It's the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties, okay? 718-998-1100, calamine.com. You can go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Strange Brew. Yeah, I like that. Jack Bruce would have been... Now we're getting...
77.
Frank, now, are we getting too esoteric, dear Frank Morano? Jack Bruce, I know, is the bass player in Cream. Am I right?
That's
Jack
correct.
Bruce, right? Correct. Yeah, good. Frank, you knew that, didn't you?
I did not know that. I have
to... You know about the judge in the Flint case, but you don't know about Jack. But come on, Al's going to say, what other esoteric? Bobby Darin, I can see Jack Bruce.
We got hours to go. We have hours to go. Let's not let it all out now.
All right. Hey, Judy's calling. We got to go to Judy. He listens all the time and one of our premier listeners, 645. Judy, hi. How are you? Good morning. What are you thinking this morning, girl?
Joe Piscopo, I need permission from you to repeat the funniest thing you said before to Gorka later. I need your permission. And you need to make this on every sticker and every headline and every what.
Uh-oh.
You're hysterical, brilliant, and you know how jokes are so true. Nothing from China works but COVID-19. I cannot tell you how I cracked up. Brilliant. Brilliant.
You can do it. I know.
She's
I'm sorry. You don't.
China, but COVID-19. You know what I'm saying?
You.
I'm telling this to Gorka. I need permission. I need permission.
Yes, permission granted, Judy.
I'm going to give you credit.
You're the best. It gives Dr. Gorka, but he loves you. You know that. He loves you. We love you for listening, Judy. Thank you. You know what's so funny is I said that first, and I'll take credit for it. I did say nothing lasts in China. The only thing that's made in China that lasts is COVID-19. God forgive me. Oh, God, is that racist now? Is that racist? No. You aren't racist? Stay with me because I may get there yet, you know? But my, it's so true. I'm telling you, my HP computer, the Hewlett-Packard computer, it's like at home with the printing. Nothing ever works. It just doesn't work. And where is it made? It's made in China. China. Why? Just make it in America. Come on, Mr. President. The Defense Production Act. Everything's got to be made in America. I want to hear President Trump go like this. I've had it. I'm done. You know, he could pull a Ralph Cramden. Everything's going to be made in America. We're going to make the drugs in America. I don't want to hear it. And I'll deal with China. I'm calling Xi now. We're going to work it out. They're going to pay for every dime of this. We got that $1 trillion bill. You say the pork in that $1 trillion, that new package, that Nancy Pelosi. And of course, thank goodness the Senate is not going to okay it, and they're going to work it out. But I don't know how they can put some of the things in that they put. I come before the microphone as a logical, objective, regular, everyday guy. I ain't no big star. I want to just do what's right for this country. I'm a patriot. And thanks. Somebody's tweeted the nicest thing, and I appreciate that so much. When you take the time to tweet nice things, because everything's so nasty and everything, and I appreciate the tweet. When I believe in God, I believe in country, you know, and it's just so sweet. What you, this is Carolyn, you know, Joe, you're such a kind man who honors God and your family. It's a rarity for a celebrity in this world lately. You must make your family proud. I don't know about that, Carolyn, but thank you very much, and God bless you right back. But the fact is, it is. It's about family. It's about God. It's about country. It's what I believe in. Then you go to Washington. When you go within the beltway down in Washington, D.C., you lose your soul. And some don't. And those that don't are on this radio show regularly. And we respect them. And they are true what I call public servants. But most of them, they go down there and it becomes an industry. So you're bought and you're sold. You're bought by the healthcare industry. You're bought by the pharmaceuticals. You're bought by the insurance companies. The lawyers own you. They own you. And when you go in there, and then you tell me how when people go to Washington and they come from very, very, very humble backgrounds and then they walk out of there worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Can you explain that to me, please? I don't think you have to, because you understand what I'm saying. It's as corrupt. It's, and then you get some people who want to fight and they don't fight. So you and I end up just trying to make sense on the air. And then when they do 3.5 years of this Mueller probe, and you and I know it's bogus. I don't care. You could despise President Trump. You could despise, I can't stand everything. It's if it happens to him, what people are missing, it's going to happen to us. And if you, Roger Stone, how could you talk about Roger Stone? If it happens to Roger Stone, to General Flynn, and Michael Cohen, even Michael Cohen, the lawyer, they went after, if they go after these people, they can come after us for nothing. For nothing, they will come after us. And that's what happened with General Flynn. And it's scary because you know what? It can happen to us. Judge Napson tomorrow, Judge Napolitano. Oh, Judge Napolitano, he doesn't like the president. Yeah, but I'll tell you what he likes, he really does like, is your constitutional rights. And those are being ripped away. And then they throw, on top of all this political turmoil, they throw this pandemic at us. And you want to know something? We got this. We will get this. And this is like, when I say this is our World War II, this really is. The thing is, what's going to happen by July, by September, and I'm not usually wrong, and this is an objective observation of a street guy, if you will, or just because I'm not a pseudo intellectual, you know, over educated, you know, snotty kind of person that we see so much in the elite. We're going to forget about this in 2 months, in 3 months. We're going to forget about it. The masks are going to come off. We're going to be out and about. We're going to do this whole thing. And China's not going to pay. And we're going to go right back. And they're going to be making products in China. And they're going to be, and we're going to have to deal with it all over again. Now is the time to move. Now is the time to move. I know what I'm talking about. Well, maybe most of the time anyway. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 right now. Debbie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. I'm just fired up. I'm good. I just want, I have such faith in people,
yeah.
You know, the people, but the politicians, not mm-hmm. so much. The scientific community, not so much, you know. I just want everybody to, you know, oh, my God. But we will get through it, Debbie Duhaime.
We certainly will, Joe, without a doubt. And let's try to get through the traffic as well. The LIE eastbound at North Ocean Ave, that's an accident on the shoulder getting out toward Holtzville. Also, the LIE eastbound heading right past Horse Block Row getting in toward Yaphank. A car went right into a ditch, so expect some delays over there. We're seeing some stop-and-go traffic as well, Joe, on the LIE westbound getting through Queens. Expect some stop-and-go traffic right into the Van Wyck with a disabled tractor trailer. Also, the Van Wyck northbound, that ramp to the westbound Grand Central accident cleared over there. FDR Drive is busy southbound through the 40s. Looks like a collision as well. A couple of cars involved in that one. The Hugh Carey Battery Tunnel, that's closed into Brooklyn. Serious accident there as well. And it's busy on that eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel because of the problems over there. Garden State Parkway northbound busy through 145 with construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Fiscal. AM 970, The Answer.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some sunshine today will fade beyond increasing cloudiness with a high of 65. It'll be cloudy and mild tonight with a couple of showers around, low 57. Clouds and some sunshine tomorrow, becoming breezy and warmer, high 82. A shower and strong thunderstorm or two late tomorrow and early tomorrow night can produce hail and damaging winds in the area. And for Saturday, a nice day with clouds and sun, high 76. AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Al. Joe on the radio, you know, we want you to book New York Cruises right now. You go to newyorkcruises.com. It's going to, I'm telling you, you're going to thank me if you call Captain Fred right now. It's 212-633-1231, right? Now, you want a mega yacht? You want a three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, magnificent dining room, large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, gorgeous upper deck, right? Plenty of room for social distancing, right? Perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views. Food and service are excellent. You know, guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. It's what we do. You know, fully insured, by the way, Coast Guard certified. You have an organization. You have a business. You have a law firm. This is, you want to call Captain Fred because this is the way you celebrate that you're free. You're out of quarantine. You could do it. It's great, but you got to book it now because you know what? This is going to fill up very, very quickly. I'm telling you. 212-633-1231. Captain Fred standing by. Great guy. You call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. You're going to love it. And by the way, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, wedding, anniversary, you know, you, how about doing your proposal on this beautiful, beautiful yacht, huh? Would that be great? The Atlantis, huh? No. Maybe not. Not me. 212-633-1231. It's a special offer given the times. Consider booking now to save later. If you mention AM 970, The Answer, you get 10% off your booking, all right? 212-633-1231. Give my best to Captain Fred, please. Or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Who is this BB King by chance? BB King?
Yes, it is.
Good. And how
old
is he?
What is your phone doing? I don't know how old.
How old is BB King?
I don't know how old he would have been. I don't know how old he would have been. It's not his birthday today.
But the piano player for BB King, is BB Green. I told you that. I was on Regis and Kathy Lee when Regis was doing the show and B.B. King was the guest, and I told you that I actually played the piano with B.B. King, which is great.
That's pretty cool.
I'm so old, and I think, and then I forgot I was with Stevie Wonder in the certain sketch. My son idolizes Stevie now, learns his music, learns all the licks, and so I sent a picture, you know. I was with Thomas Edison. I'm so old.
Thomas Edison. Held the light bulb. BB's birthday, I think, is in September.
You think I'm kidding? You were with Thomas Edison.
Oh,
it was
okay.
All Italian immigrants who worked in Menlo Park in Jersey for Thomas Edison, and including my grandfather, including Judge Napolitano's grandfather, who probably knew each other. They probably had trouble speaking English, and I'm convinced my grandfather Rosario invented the light bulb, and I think Edison took all the credit. Because the what happened with Alexander Graham Bell, Frankie Five Boroughs.
That's right.
Come on, Antonio Meucci, am I right?
Well, Bell did not steal it from Meucci, but, I mean, they didn't work together or anything. But Edison did have a history of taking credit for a lot of the people that worked for him.
My grandfather went, hey, look, the light squeech. Look at the light squeech. Excuse me, Mr. Edison, look at this. Great, Rosario, go by here. Take a break. Yeah, go to lunch break. And he took the credit. You don't think?
Hey, here's a dollar. Go get yourself a hot dog. See you later.
I really think so. Antonio Meucci invents the telephone. How does Bell get the credit? How does Bell, please? That's a movie, by the way.
Well,
that's
think
the
about
Italian
it.
American
Would you
movie,
use the, you know, Bell, Ryan, telephone, you know, Bell, you know, Meucci.
They would call it the Meucci. They were Meucci.
Get on to Meucci.
Could you lower the ring on that Meucci, by the way? You know,
Meucci phone. Or sell Meucci.
Well, he called it the Teletrefano.
Teletrefano.
Oh, that's great. I like that. A little sexier. I like that. Hey, Joe on the radio. Frankie's here and Al's here. We'll get through it. I swear to God, we're going to get through this. Crazy, crazy times. Joe Borelli's with us today. And we got, you know, who Brian Kilmeade has that book, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. I want to. I love having Brian on the show. He talked about a great patriot from Fox and Friends, and for him to jump on through his crazy schedule. Also, Brigitte Gabriel will join us. We're going to have one of the great legal minds of our time, in my opinion, with an incredibly smart man. Anthony Pope is going to join us right after the 7 o'clock hour to break down this Flynn nonsense and exactly what is going on. Because I know it's confusing, but all I know is the mainstream media is not touching it, and that makes me suspect. Really? I mean, honestly, you know, let's be objective journalism. That's all I ask. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We got this, and we are coming right back at you. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
50 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy is ramping up testing and contract tracing by the thousands. Hundreds lined up yesterday in Hackensack at the Malone Marinello Recreation Center. They'll be traveling testing facilities with plans to go into every city in Bergen County. Governor Cuomo says that there's proof that gloves, masks, and hand sanitizers work or in the results of tests for coronavirus antibodies and essential workers. Cuomo says downstate transit workers, healthcare workers, the NYPD, FDNY, and EMTs all tested below the general population. In addition, Cuomo said elective surgeries will start in 12 more counties, but not the New York City area or on Long Island. Governor also said cases continue to trend down. Still 166 people lost their lives in the latest daily numbers yesterday released from health officials. 12 more miles of New York City streets being shut to traffic, open for pedestrians and cyclists starting today. There are also 9 miles of new temporary protected bike lanes coming. They'll be phased in over the next few weeks. It frees up space to allow more room for social distancing because of coronavirus. There are now more than 30 combined open street and bike miles since the open streets plan took effect in April. Governor Murphy says he'll announce beach reopening guidelines later today. The governor will announce protocols on how visitors can enjoy the Jersey Shore in the upcoming Memorial Day holiday. Many shore towns have already opened up their boardwalks for exercise with restrictions for social distancing. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.